March 10, Rule of Righteousness. Now the God of peace that are brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus Christ, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ. Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. When you come together for worship to seek the Lord, it should be your one aim to honor him whose requirements are all equal and just. His will, declared to you in his word, is to be carried out to the letter. The rule of righteousness revealed in the lives of his professing people is to make them conspicuous. We are to live with an eye single to the glory of God, ever seeking to be Christians in every sense of the word. These words were spoken by our instructor. You are to be under the control of God. Learn how to harmonize. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous. God's commandments are just and equal. All his workers are to be honored as laborers together with God. The varied interests of the work are to be built up with care. From this time onward, responsibilities will rapidly increase. God's will, the perfect rule of righteousness, is to be revealed in your work. Commune often, every day, with your God, and listen to the voice that says to you, "Be still and know that I am God," Psalm 46:10. As your responsibilities increase with the advancement of the message, temptations will also increase. As the magnitude of the work presses itself upon the soul, humble your hearts before God. Act faithfully your part in the work and stand faithfully in your individual accountability before God. God is no respecter of persons. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. A mere profession is of no value, and knowledge is of worth only as it is used righteously. Murmur not, repine not, covet not, quarrel not. Our instructor continued, "When you are afflicted, look to the great physician. You have need to rejoice and to humble yourselves before the Lord. By indulging a selfish spirit, men become narrow and short-sighted, and then they fail to read from cause to effect. The word of the Lord is to be your guide in all things. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him." Habakkuk 2:20. The Lord now calls upon the men chosen for his work to stand as one man for the advancement of the cause of Christ. Letter 112, March 10, 1907, to the directors of the Nashville Sanitarium and the Southern Union Conference.